It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Banda is here standing by now to give us some perspective. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to you.
Us.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And it's a pleasure indeed to discuss godliness. And today, our last day, we are discussing personal relationship with God.
So when we are talking about this personal relationship with God, Mfundisi, in what ways does our relationship with the Lord impact our relationship with others and the choice we make in our everyday life?
In the first place, we need to understand that for many individuals, godliness is an intimately personal experience, which is forged through a direct relationship with God. So this unique journey actually involves communion, prayer, and a profound sense of guidance. So in what ways does our relationship with God impact our relationships with others and the choices we make in our everyday life? We also need to understand that our relationship with God actually serves as a compass for daily decisions and interactions. So when we are grounded in love and grace, this relationship influences our relationships with others, fostering understanding, forgiveness, and empathy. So our vertical relationship affects our horizontal relationship. When we are really connected with our God, we have an intimate relationship with our God, then we will have a sound relationship with our fellow human beings. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 22:37 through 39, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you love God, you will love your neighbor.
Okay. And how do we reconcile then the personal objective nature of our relationship with the Lord with the broader faith we belong to?
It would be personal. Our relationship with God actually aligns with the core tenets of our faith. Recognizing the diversity of personal experiences within the broader faith community allows for a rich understanding, fostering unity despite individual nuances. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 says, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
Okay. All right. I actually was hoping that you'd go on further, but I guess you'll explain further with my following question. How do we then balance the subjective nature of personal experience with the desire of a shared understanding of the Lord with our faith?
Exactly. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So balancing personal experience with a shared understanding involves mutual respect and a recognition that diverse expressions of faith contribute to the overall richness of the community. So shared rituals, you know, Holy Communion, you know, prayer, you know, such kind of things, teachings and fellowship. All these provide a common ground while honoring individual encounters with the divine.
Okay. All right. So perhaps I should ask this. How does our personal relationship with the Lord provide comfort and solace during challenging times and moments of uncertainty?
This actually is a very good question, because while God promised that he will be with us, he did not promise that we will not face challenges. Actually, when you are a Christian, you face more tribulation, you know, more trials, more difficulties. So in challenging times, our personal relationship with the Lord becomes a source of comfort. You know, prayer, seeking guidance, and finding solace in the presence of the divine bring reassurance and strength. And more especially when you make reflections of our brothers in the Bible, the Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown in the furnace of fire, but they were protected. Daniel thrown in the den of lions, but he is protected. You know, all such kind of things give us the peace, give us the comfort. Psalm number 34, verses 17 through 18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So this personal relationship with our God provides such a beautiful comfort and solace, so that you have the peace of mind even when you are going through the difficulties of life.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you my final question for today, Mfundis. Are there then specific moments or experiences that can deepen our connection with the Lord?
Yes. James 4 verse 8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." There are moments of reflection, gratitude and humility. All these will deepen our connection with the Lord. When we do a deeper reflection of our experiences in life, and we see how God has led us, we see the hand of God, you know, all these things will deepen our connection with the Lord, looking at the grace that he has provided to us. So other things could be engaging in acts of service, studying scripture, and embracing stillness in prayer create spaces for profound encounters that enrich our personal relationship with the divine. So it is really very critical that we get closer to God, we reflect his goodness, we appreciate his loving kindness, we appreciate his protection, and all these moments as we reflect, we actually are drawn closer and closer to the Lord, because we appreciate what he does to our lives and the promise that he has given us in these difficult moments.
Oh, my God, I hear you. I hear you, Mfundis. All right, I got it. Thank you very much, Mfundis. I really appreciate it. As we part ways now, please offer our final word of prayer.
Loving Father, we want to thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. You are a caring God. You are the creator, you are the provider for everything. And indeed, in these moments, we seek a personal relationship with you, because we have everything when we are in your arms. We have everything when we are connected with you. And so we pray for your grace to be upon us, to help us avoid, you know, getting connected to the things of the world, that we rest ourselves in the arms of the Lord. So we pray, loving Father, for your forgiveness. We pray for healing. We pray for goodness. We pray for blessings, that they become a portion of our lives. Loving Father, thank you for the promises that you have made. Glory and honor be to your name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate your time. We appreciate your ministry. I always look forward to these conversations because they bless me as an individual. I do hope everyone who's been listening to our conversations is equally blessed, if not more blessed than I was. Thank you, Mfundisi. I have a wonderful Sabbath and a good preparation day.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sabbath as well. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
There's a king.